Hello and welcome to PlayStation Best Friends presents Faster Than Reloading, episode 3 for the week of May 2nd, 2020. We're dropping every Saturday. We updated it. To give you the rundown on all the latest gaming news you could possibly need. This week, my name is Anthony Palm. Every week it's Anthony Palm. But this week, only one member of the crew is joining me today, and that is Miguel Alvarez. Jeffrey Mizrahi usually is on the show, but he may or may not have coronavirus. So we're wishing him a speedy recovery, but he's not here this week. So Miguel, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm good, doing good. I had coronavirus, but, you know, I beat it, and, you know, because, you know, it's all about the muscles, you know. The more muscles you have, the faster you recover.
Oh, yeah, is that true?
That's a fact. That's a fact, man, you know?
Well, Jeff's going to be recovering for a long time then, if that's the case.
Nah, but for real, though, I mean, I don't think he could even, like, get a test if he wants to.
I thought he said he got one.
He got one?
I think he said he got a test, but I could be making that up. I have no idea. But anyways.
Honestly, man, who knows, man?
Yeah, who knows?
Tests are not available in some places, and who knows, man?
But yeah, so this is a gaming podcast, not a coronavirus podcast. We're sorry if you need information on that. There's like a billion other places you could check, and they pop up on every website you go to. So hopefully you can find what you need elsewhere. But this is usually
about Corona Light, Corona Extra, Corona, you know, Lime.
Corona Light's good. Corona Lime is a little too, like, it's got like a little too much of an artificial lime taste to it, you know? Like, it's not like, it doesn't taste like a real lime. It just tastes, you know?
Yeah,
like
really, just lime, put the lime. You know? But people are lazy, so why not sell it?
Oh, no, I'm thinking Bud Light Lime. They don't make a Corona with lime flavor infused in it, right? That's yeah, what I was do. For some. They do?
They do, yeah.
Yeah, all right, never mind. Yeah, because like Bud Light Lime, it's like a taste like fake lime.
Only you know? Thing, but yeah.
Yeah, do. No. I gotta have a real lime in my Corona. But anyways, like I said, this is a gaming podcast. Usually we talk about what we've been playing up front, but because it's just the two of us and we've kind of been playing the same shit as each other, I guess we'll just cut right to it. So you've played a little more Final Fantasy VII Remake. You're close to the end. I've actually rolled credits on it, or if people get triggered by the phrase rolled credits, I beat the game. I have a lot to say on it, but I'm going to wait until next week when you've hopefully beaten it and Jeff can maybe add some input as well. But I have a lot to say on it. I'm excited to talk about it next week. So check back next week. We've also been playing a lot of Search and Destroy in Modern Warfare 2019.
That's the only good mode in
that game. Yeah, I tried playing TDM earlier just because I was trying to level up one of my guns and like I didn't feel like playing like S&D by myself for like only a match, so I was like, let me just jump into TDM. And man, like Search and Destroy is the only mode that it feels like you like actually
Call of Duty.
Yeah, like it, like everything else just feels like arcade mode, but like not a fun way. It's just like everyone's camping, shields.
You got it wrong there. Everything else feels too tactical. S&D feels arcade-y.
I wouldn't say people camping in corners is tactical. I say people camping in corners is just not fun. It's not tactical. It's just but like,
how
like
the game
Rainbow
is.
Six Siege is tactical. You know what I mean? Like
okay. You tell me.
No, Search and Destroy is a tactical mode. You have to coordinate.
Wait. But to you tell me why in SMD people run more than in team damage?
The people that run more die more. So. Well, they're moving because they have to go for the bomb or they lose. But my point is that
even bad though. Like sometimes even in right, just sometimes we don't even focus on that. We're focusing on.
I think
the
you're
kills.
Getting your terms mixed up though, because TDM is not tactical. TDM is but hide people, in a corner and try to camp kills. S&D is tactical. You need to coordinate with your team. You have to think about what you're doing. TDM, you don't really have to think about what you're
doing. Like, see, you haven't played by yourself. I have. And I have more fun because it feels more like an arcade shooter in SMD because people are actually moving. You don't have to have a mic.
I think we just disagree on what an arcade shooter feels like, but that's okay.
That's been COD for the last couple of years.
Yeah, but so we've been playing a lot of that.
A lot of that. Streaming that.
Really, that's it.
We didn't really on Twitch.
Yeah, twitch.tv/faster than reloading. Check us out. We are now Twitch affiliates. You can press the subscribe button on our page now and give us $5. Which we'd appreciate. You'd be the first one. You would be the first one if you did it. So you can always claim that you were the first subscriber.
Have you really been playing anything else?
Like, I log into Animal Crossing every day just to do my like general Animal Crossing shit, and then
I tried the Apex new mode with the you drop with a shield and a pistol.
I mean it's
Apex.
I was going to hop into it the other day, but the PlayStation 4 had a 137 megabyte update that took 30 minutes to copy, so I didn't end up playing it when I wanted to play it.
I'm not as aggravated as I am in Warzone, dropping with a pistol already and some armor, just because it's less people, so people actually...
You also
like,
have a billion health bases. In Apex compared to... Like, I feel like if you get shot from behind, you have the opportunity to turn around and shoot them back in Apex, and in Warzone, if you get shot from behind, you're just dead.
That's true. That is true, too. Plus, the servers have been really lagging Modern Warfare.
Just in general, yeah. Warzone, multiplayer,
they fixed it. So, I played a match today, which is Saturday, and they were better. So, hopefully...
So, we'll see. I'm sure we're going to play later tonight as well, recording on Saturday, and then I release it same day. So, speaking of Apex Legends, I picked up Titanfall 2 for $3 on for PC, and it's like a whole different game on PC, man, because it's so fast. Like, it's faster than it is on console, just because, you know, frame rates obviously make the game, you know, feel more fast and fluid, and it's just so fun, man. I miss Titanfall so much. It takes you like a minute and a half to get into a lobby because, you know, there's only like...
People are not playing.
There's like 2,200 people playing, you know, so it's not... dead, but it's not super active either. What is that noise?
It's one of your cats,
like,
bro.
Person,
relax,
it's
fine.
Like a person like howling outside.
It's probably your cat, bro.
I don't know if you can hear it on the microphone.
Like,
but it's not
20 scary. Cats that you have.
But yeah, so Titanfall's cool. I mean, for $3, I have it, I think, on like every platform that it's released for at this point. But yeah, I love Titanfall. I'll probably just that'll probably be like my go-to, like, I'm bored, let me fuck around in something game.
I
was waiting on you for the podcast, and I was like, let me play a couple matches. So
I had talked about this. I mean, I bought the Xbox for Titanfall, the first one, and I loved it. And I loved the second one. But Call of Duty just oh man, they ruined that flying mechanic, the boosting mechanic, and they did it to that, and it got worse and worse. And
between Advanced Warfare, Black Ops 3, and
I just got tired of it. And if they wait, maybe like then they drop Titanfall 3 like by next year, I probably would get it and play a lot of it because it's a good game. It's a good series.
Well, especially with the enhancements they've made to that engine with Apex Legends. I mean, you basically just like drag and drop the gameplay from Apex Legends, add in wall running and jump packs, and you have Titanfall 2 or Titanfall 3.
Just to mention something about Apex before, because we're not going to talk about it too much because it's just a new quick drop. They shown a trailer this week about Loba, which is going to be the new new legend coming for season 3. I think
it's the second half of season 3, I think, is what she is. Same thing,
yeah,
like with,
I think it's May 20-something.
Because Watson was like halfway through the season 2, right? Or was it Crypto?
Yes.
I think, or Crypto. No, Watson started the season and Crypto was like halfway through, I think.
Something
like
that.
It was one way or the other. It was one or the other.
Which is, the character has been in the files for pretty much forever, which is just nice. I don't know what the like ability and special is going to be, but seems like a cool character.
So when that drops, I'm sure we're going to play it a bit.
Yeah, we're going to go back and play it.
Because we got nothing else to spend our red credits on, so. Yeah. What are they called? Are they legend credits? I don't even know what they're called in that game. It's
the red credits, man.
That you have a billion of if you've played it in more than 10 hours of the game. So we'll check back on Apex Legends. This week, we have a little bit of news. It feels like it's old news at this point, but we do need to talk about it. So two major PlayStation games have their dates moved, the release dates rather. So
I mean, they got delayed. now they actually have the release date.
Well, so Ghost of Tsushima was never officially delayed until this news broke. We always kind of figured it was going to move because of what was going on with The Last of Us, but now it's official. So now The Last of Us Part 2, it was previously delayed indefinitely, meaning we don't have a clue. It could come out a month later. It can come out in November. We were thinking maybe November, maybe launch with the PS5. We didn't know. But now it's officially coming out June 19th. Which is 4 days before my birthday, which is cool. So The Last of Us Part 2. Now, it's rumored that this release date was set at this point in time because there was a major leak. I haven't read any of the leaks. I've fortunately been able to stay away from all of them.
Nope.
Apparently, they are like major leaks. Like, it's like it ruins, like, legitimately ruins the game. Not just like, oh, this person dies at the end. Like, it's like, it seems like it's a major, major, like, leak that would totally change your opinion of the game going into it. So I'm glad I've stayed away from all of that. But it's rumored that because of the leaks that happened, that this is the date they were going to set. It seems like maybe they might have went later in the year if the the leaks didn't happen. So, or the spoilers, whatever you want to call them.
You heard the rumors that I heard was that that wasn't a factor. They already had the date.
Oh, you think?
But. Yeah, that's what I.
Oh, yeah, it's possible. It's all rumors. The only thing we know concrete is that the game is now coming out June 19th. That's the only thing we know.
The rumors are supposedly that they want to release those two games for the PS4.
Right, so that the PS5 games that they're launching are true PS5 launch titles.
Yep.
Or PS5 launch window titles, I guess would be. But so Last of Us Part 2, June 19th. And then Ghost of Tsushima has been moved. It's been moved from its June 26th release date originally, which I always kind of thought sounded too close anyways. But I guess the game is pretty much mostly done.
So both of that's done now, too.
Yeah, but now, well, I guess Sucker Punch has been working on it for like a million years. But
exactly.
When was it moved to? Now it has moved to July 17th. So almost exactly a month out from The Last of Us Part 2. I always thought these two games were releasing so close to each other anyways. I almost feel like they should have pushed it to August. Just because, like, what if I'm not done with The Last of Us Part 2 by the time Ghost of Tsushima comes out? You know what I mean?
So I got two thoughts on this. First thought is, why so close, right? Thinking of, people are going to buy The Last of Us, right? Because that's a proven game. They know probably what to expect. And a month, not even a month later, you're releasing Ghost of Tsushima. And that might affect the sales because people already have Last of Us and they already spent $60 not even a month ago on a new game and a single player game. Now, my second thought is it's genius from them because they're dropping it in the summer. And especially now that kids are going to be out. Had they been out for the past, a month or so? And supposedly in some places, they not even might, go back to school. So they're going to have two great games in the summer to buy and to enjoy. And especially Ghost of Tsushima seems probably going to be, a fucking 30-something-hour game, most likely.
I hope not. I hope it's only, a 15-hour game.
I hope it's around 30 hours.
Dude. I'm so tired of long games, man.
You think Final Fantasy was a long game?
Yeah.
I think it's... So far, I'm at chapter 15, right? I'm going to start chapter 15. I think it's fine. But that's me playing, it says, 28 hours.
See, my final clock time was around, 41 hours, I think. But I know there's, a bunch of hours of me just sitting there at the menu.
See, that's a thing.
I want to deduct at least maybe I want to say 3 or 4 hours from that. So I want to say probably, 37 hours, 38 hours probably what I ended up with.
You, towards the end, wanted to finish it so bad. I'm still taking my time, bro. I got, three chapters left.
You
I'm
also have never played Final Fantasy VII before. I have played it many times.
Yes, and I'm enjoying it.
So that's the difference between us is, I want to know what the differences are. You're playing it for the first time, so you're like, oh, this is cool. I want to take my time. Okay, all right, just tell me what's going on with Sephiroth.
Okay, what's the difference with Ghost of Tsushima? It's a new game. Doesn't matter if it's, 35 hours.
I'm so tired of long games, man. Days Gone, want Days Gone to end. I still haven't beaten it.
It's gonna be over 20 hours, most likely.
35 hours into Days Gone, and I just want it to end, and it just won't end. And I'm like, please, I just want to know what happens with the story.
It's an open world game.
I just want games to be shorter. Imagine if Uncharted 4 was 10 hours long. I would replay it all the time.
It would have made it a better fucking game. That's the problem that I got with the
open world game. Do we even know that?
What?
I feel like we really don't know anything about Ghost of Tsushima. Is it an open world game?
They haven't. I think they mentioned an article that's going to be in sections.
I hope it's like Uncharted, where it kind of like just funnels.
I don't think it's that. I think it's going to be like, it's going to be in sections.
Ugh.
Like Tomb Raider, just a little bit bigger, which is fine for me. I don't know why.
I'm just so tired of long games, man. I just want to beat these games.
Bro, they're going to get longer. And you know this.
Cyberpunk's going to be like 500 hours long. I'm sure.
Yes.
But other than that, I mean...
We're going to talk about it in a bit, but... Oh, we don't have it. We're going to talk about it in the third story, but Assassin's Creed Valhalla. That's going to be like fucking 50 hours.
I'm not even going to buy it. I don't have time for that.
I'm excited for that, bro. I don't have time for that.
Well, let me wander around a fucking empty island with an axe for 20 hours.
Watch Dogs. How many hours do you think that's going to be?
The Legion, probably 1,000,000 hours, but Watch Dogs 1 and 2 weren't that long. I feel like I beat Watch Dogs 1 in like 15 hours.
Yeah, if you wanted to do that. It's like the same thing with GTA 5. Like, if you want to go through the story, you can finish it like in less than 15 hours.
Well, GTA, you don't really play for... I mean, I guess some people play for the story, but I don't know. I'm just so over long games at this point. Like,
dude, with the new Jedi Fallen Order, it's going to be like so much that you're going to be able to do. The games are going to be longer. They're going to put way too much stuff.
I don't know if they're going to be longer. They're going to be prettier. I don't know if they're going to be longer.
I think they're going to be longer.
I mean,
bro.
Jedi Fallen Order was like the perfect length bigger. For me. It was like... See, that's why I love Final Fantasy 15, because Final Fantasy 15 starts open world, and then once you get halfway through it, then it's linear, and then it's just like, get you to the end. I love that about Final Fantasy 15. Instead of the opposite, where it starts linear, and then it's an open world, and you're like, what the fuck do I do? Final Fantasy 15, it's like, have all your fun with the open world early, and then let's get you through the rest of the story. I love that.
I don't know, dude. I'm okay with the dates. Let's go back to what we were talking about. I'm okay with the dates. I don't mind the dates. It's in the summer.
I don't have a problem with it. I just feel like it's weird. You know, like I just feel like why not go August?
If you're asking that question,
that we know of. Is there any other announced PlayStation exclusives this year other than these two? And Iron Man VR, I guess.
PS4, technically, no.
That's what I'm saying. I could recall. Just anything in general, because there's nothing
official. But I feel like they don't want to push anything to August, because some of the newer games are going to start dropping somewhere around like the end of August.
And they don't want Ghost of Tsushima compared to like Cyberpunk, which would only be a month later.
Exactly, bro.
Not that it
Because people are going to buy that compared to Ghost of Tsushima. You know what I'm saying? And that's the beginning of the new cycle. That's when Madden is going to start coming out. Cyberpunk.
It's just weird to me that like Ghosts wasn't originally this date in the first place. Is what I'm saying. It's basically what I'm saying.
They had a plan, bro, and everything got messed up. Everything got delayed because of the virus, bro.
What I'm saying is it's weird that it wasn't like The Last of Us in May originally, and then Ghost of Tsushima in July. It's weird that it was always May, June to me. I don't know. Whatever. Let's move on. Jeff Keighley has announced a 4-month Summer Game Fest. Does it have an actual official name, or is it called Summer? It's called Summer Game Fest, capital S, yes. Capital G, capital F. It's, quote, an industry-wide celebration of video games, unquote, that will run from May to August 2020 and deliver news, in-game events, and playable content. So it's basically Jeff Keighley doing his own version of E3.
Pretty much for the whole summer.
Yeah, so it seems pretty cool. I like that it's spread out instead of just being like a 3-day thing. I feel like it potentially has kind of more room for more stuff to shine, because I feel like E3, it's like a salvo every 5 seconds of something new, and you can't even digest anything because you're on to the next thing. You know what I mean? By day three, you forget what was announced day one. And I feel like this, the way he's doing it, seems like it could, you know, give a little more shine, like talk about one thing for like, I don't know, 2 or 3 days or a week or whatever. So it looks like phase one of the lineup for the festival will include news from 2K, Activision, Bandai Namco, Bethesda, Blizzard, Bungie, CD Projekt Red, Digital Extremes, who I don't recognize, but I might know something by them, EA, So no EA Play, I guess, this year. That must have been canceled, and I just didn't notice. PlayStation, which is very interesting. PlayStation's going to be there. Private Division, Riot Games, so Valorant, Square Enix, Steam, Warner Brothers. Ooh, what could Warner Brothers be doing? And Xbox. So pretty much all the big hitters. I'm sure there's going to be a ton of indie stuff there, too. You know, Jeff always kind of gives shine to some indies. So I'm sure this is going to be a huge, huge blowout. What do you think? You think this can potentially supplant an E3 going forward? That even if it's not Jeff Keighley every year, but like something like this, do you think this could, this type of event could supplant E3 going forward?
We talked about it before we started really quick, just a couple things. And I think if this is a success, it is going to take over E3. Because first of all, the developers, the publishers don't have to put as much money for an E3 space, right?
So much cheaper doing this.
Exactly. And they don't have to pay extra stuff and stuff like that. Second of all, if they actually want to, they could do a demo and put it out on the Xbox or PlayStation or on PC. Quick demo, put it out there.
Demo out like, today at have, the end of every video.
Yeah, exactly. Like have one of these shows from Jeff, you know, you could go to the website, which is summergamesfest.com. And he's going to post some news on it. And hopefully there's like live streams. That's what I'm hoping for. Like
that's
live
what stream I kind of or assumed,
like, hey, this is going to be my the first live stream or the first video. And I think it's going to be a hit, bro. I think, especially right now that we know there's not going to be an E3 nor Gamescom, people are going to want news. And this is probably the best thing for the industry overall. Because you could see already Xbox, PlayStation, EA, Bethesda going their own separate ways and focusing more on live streams or like putting out videos about the information than waiting for a big conference.
Yeah, and in the article by Jordan Alleman on IGN.com, it also goes on to say, as well as strict news, Keighley's Festival will offer, quote, in-game events, playable content, and demos of select titles, unquote, as well as a number of announcements that are yet to be revealed. Playable game festivals from Steam and Xbox are expected to arrive soon. Did I say Steam and Xbox? Yeah. The festival will incorporate panels and interviews with prolific developers and publishers in the game industry.
Here, I just put it out there, right? For whoever's going to listen and to get a little excited about this. The first thing for this, the actual reveal of the PlayStation 5.
See, that's, I don't.
Coming with a bang, baby.
I don't think so. I think Xbox is probably going to have a huge presence at this.
Remember in, what was it, December? What got announced? What big console got announced on
The
Game Awards.
Yeah, the Xbox. That's what I'm saying. Xbox is going to have a big showing at this. Why would
they all? No. I'm going to tell you why, because we could talk about it on the next story that I put in there. They already announced that they have on May 7th, they already have a live stream they're going to put out.
How do you know that live stream is not going to be part of this?
I know.
Summer Games Festival.
But what else are they going to show with the Summer Fest thing? They already showed the console. The only thing they need to announce is just the when is it going to release and the price. PlayStation hasn't done any of that. They haven't shown the console. They showed the controller just because it was going to leak.
I guess. I'm convinced Sony's just not even going to reveal it. They're just going to be like, PS5's out November. You'll see what it looks like when you buy it.
I don't think that, bro.
Literally think that. I'm just being facetious because they just are.
Think that's the big hit that they could do for people to grab their attention on this.
I just don't want to get your hopes make up, it a big thing.
That's what they have to do, bro. If Jeff Keighley could pull this off and have the announcement of the PlayStation 5, bro, everyone's gonna go fucking nuts for this, and people are gonna come back to the Summer Game Fest, to the website, and to the Twitter, social media for this.
All I'm saying is it's not up to Jeff Keighley, and I don't know if Sony would want to do it that way.
If he pulls it off.
That's what I'm saying, is I don't know if Sony are the ones that are going to want to do it. I'm sure Jeff Keighley is like, fuck yeah, give me the PlayStation 5
review. All the negative stuff they got for the stuff when they revealed, and it was like a just boring fucking talk about the PS5. I feel this is the best thing they could do right now.
We'll see.
I'm not saying to like, they could have a video like of talking and then like, hey, here's a video, and they show the fucking PlayStation 5, bro. That's what I'm thinking. I'm not saying they're going to announce games, because they could do that later on. Because just keep in mind too, that they haven't done a, the PlayStation, the little videos that they started coming out, the PlayStation, well, what are they called? I forgot. They haven't done that one since December.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I forgot the name of them.
Exactly, because they haven't done them in like, yeah. What? Six months, dude, and supposedly it was going to be like every like 2-3 months.
We're only a couple of weeks away from this event, from this festival starting, so we'll keep you updated as we do.
What games, really quick, what games do you think he's going to have there that haven't been revealed?
There's got to be a Batman game, right? Even if it's not Rocksteady, if it's the other WB game, the Court of Owls one, that has to be there, right?
Yes,
What else is WB going to announce there? Maybe a Harry Potter open world game, maybe?
It's
got to be one or the other. It's Harry Potter or Batman.
I think it's going
to
be both of them.
They have to have one of the two, right? I think probably Cyberpunk's going to show up.
Yeah, I mean, they have CD Projekt Red, so that's the only thing they're working on. I mean, Activision's going to have the next...
Maybe another Tokyo game studio game. Maybe an Xbox port of Octopath Traveler or something. I don't know. Maybe whatever Battlefield we're getting this year, or Medal of Honor.
We're getting Madden and FIFA for sure.
You don't think EA is putting out a single shooter this year?
No, they're not.
I think that's bold. I think that's very bold. I think we'll get some type of shooter. I have a weird feeling that Respawn is working on a straight up non VR Medal of Honor.
That's what I've been saying from the beginning. And I said, like, no, they're working.
And you said, yeah, the VR one. I said, no, I think they're working on a non-VR
metal. That's what I said. Forget it. Let's not get into it.
Agree to disagree.
Confirmed they're not making a new Battlefield game, Battlefront game, and Battlefield game until starting 2021. Well, so there's not going to be any of those two games.
The Star Wars license ends pretty soon. So unless they could always extend it with Disney, I guess.
I mean, they are... Respawn's already working probably in the sequel of Order.
So they'll probably try and squeak that out before the deal ends, unless they extend it. If they extend it, then I can see like maybe production of Battlefront 3 starting next year. But we'll see.
They might be
Blizzard,
working on
it's going to be the new WoW expansion, probably. You think maybe Overwatch 2 will be there.
More Diablo?
I think Diablo is so far out. I think people don't realize how far Diablo is out. I don't think we're getting Diablo 3 anytime soon. I think they only revealed it because of backlash with Diablo Immortal.
Oh, man.
Diablo 3 is not coming out anytime soon.
Oh, like, no, it's probably going to be like in 3 more years
from now.
The
only reason they even revealed it is because people freaked out about the Diablo Immortal reveal, the mobile game.
I see that.
Like, people got so mad about that. But they were like, Diablo 4, did I say Diablo 3? Diablo 4 is so far away, it's not even funny. So I don't think that's going to be there. I think Overwatch 2 is going to be the focus, I think, there. And then WoW, whatever.
I forgot that game was coming out.
Bandai Namco, maybe a From Software game? Maybe? I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. PlayStation, I feel it's just going to be... I think it's going to be that news for the PS5.
It's going to be Naughty Dog
and Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think there's going to be any news there for games. For
PlayStation. I think
unless they announce
PS5, baby.
Unless they do reveal PlayStation 5, then I could see them showing launch
titles. They need to reveal it.
Maybe a Killzone, maybe something, you know. Knack 3, my God, please.
They need to reveal the PS5, and I think they're waiting for this.
What games does Digital Extremes make? Because they sound familiar, but I don't recognize them off the top of my head.
I was thinking Revolver, bro, when you said that, honestly. I don't know if that's part of them. You tell me.
Oh, they're the team behind Warframe.
Oh, so more Warframe, Brent?
So probably Bungie's a
probably going to have the expansion for August too.
Yeah, it's probably an expansion. So, Bethesda, who the fuck knows? If they show anything more about Fallout 76, I'm going to fucking lose my mind. just kill that game.
People seem to be happier now.
Oh, whatever. I don't even care. I'm glad. Sure, I'm glad people are enjoying it. Just stop talking about it, please. So they're. I mean, I'm sure they're. When did they do the ES6 reveal? The TES6, the Elder Scrolls 6, Skyrim 6, whatever.
What was it? 2 years ago
when they showed. But
remember, they said that they're working on the phase one first.
Project Stardust or whatever. No, that's.
It wasn't Stardust.
Whatever the Starfield or whatever the fucking whatever that space game is. Maybe something for that. I don't know. It's probably gonna just re-show off Doom, even though it's out already. Maybe an Arkane Studios game, which would be cool. I would like
Prey, the Prey game, maybe.
So I'm saying, like, something by Arkane Studios would be cool. Maybe we start to get hints of Wolfenstein 3.
Oh yeah. Ooh,
they gotta be hearing up for that now that the other two games they worked on. The one with the sisters and then the VR one. Those are out. So maybe we get a Wolfenstein 3 tease. That'd be cool.
Oh, you got my attention there. You got my attention.
I don't know what the fuck Steam's doing there. I mean, Half-Life Alyx, maybe they still keep talking about it, even though it's out.
Maybe they announced that it's coming to consoles, dude. Well, they're like porting it to the PC, like actual, like...
Like a non-VR version of it. I can see a PC-only like non-VR version of Alyx, maybe.
That's what I could think of, maybe. Don't they have
a reboot of Artifact?
I mean, that's a thing too. Supposedly, that's ready to be announced again.
What?
The reboot of Artifact.
I guess. I mean, Artifact failed so bad. It was so funny. So many people were like, "Oh, it's going to take down Hearthstone." It's going to take down Hearthstone and Magic or MTG Arena. It's like it should be free,
but it should have me free. Exactly. That's what killed it.
What's the other one? Doesn't Riot Games make one, or is it someone? Runeterra? I don't remember who makes it, but that's like apparently that's a truly free game, so that's doing way better than Artifact. Artifact flopped, so we'll see. But this is all conjecture; we're all kind of just guessing at this point. So I guess we can move on. But I am excited for this, and it's happening soon. It's already May, so
what's coming sooner than that? And I know this is more like a PlayStation thing, but Inside Xbox, right?
We're not only a PlayStation podcast anymore. This is
true.
This is PSBF presents Faster Than Reloading. So
May 7th, which is what Thursday, I think.
It is Thursday, correct?
Yes, Thursday. I don't know the time. It says, let's see, 10:30 Pacific. So you just figure it out. Oh, 7:30 Pacific time.
10:30 Eastern.
10:30 Eastern. So
it says it in the IGN.
They're gonna have a live stream
by Felicia Moreno.
Yes, they're gonna have a live stream showing out third-party games with the cinematic release of announcement of Assassin's Creed Vikings, which I got fucking excited for. They said they're gonna show gameplay of that game in here, which is a good thing. And what else can we expect? Because it's third-party games. Do you think we're going to have CD Projekt Red showing in Cyberpunk? Because they're already aligned with Xbox.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a CD Projekt Red something there.
More gameplay, maybe?
You know what I could see, actually, is we'll probably get a trailer for Cyberpunk. I think that they're actually going to show The Witcher 3 running on Series X. And be like, look at how much better Witcher 3 looks on next gen. I think they're going to do something like that, too. Because if they have a way of selling even more copies of Witcher 3, they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. So Witcher 3 is slowly becoming Skyrim in the sense that, like, you're going to own it. Like, people are going to buy it on everything. Like how people joke you can buy Skyrim on a toaster. Like that, like Witcher 3 is going to become that.
It's one of those.
So I can see that. I can see. I think definitely Cyberpunk, but I also think they're going to show. Okay. You know, go back and look at Witcher 3 on next gen, and it's going to look like it does on my PC.
I could see too. Outriders. That's that pre Destiny wannabe type game that's already announced for PS5 and Xbox only.
Yeah, I'm like vaguely familiar with it.
It seems really cool. It seems like you have those type of characters, but it's more grounded, like with actual, like real guns and like realistic type of abilities. You can look it up real quick on YouTube it or whatever. That seems like a game that they're going to show up for more just because that's a game that's going to come out on release date when the consoles actually come out.
I'm sure they'll show more Bleeding Edge. They'll probably show Senua 2.
No, they said third party. They're focusing on third party.
Oh, right, right, yeah, okay.
Not,
right,
we're not talking about first
party. I take it back. You're right.
Rainbow Six? Quarantine?
Quarantine, probably, yeah. I can see...
Gods and Monsters? From Ubisoft?
Yeah, probably that, because Ubisoft always wants to get on every show.
Watch Dogs Legion?
What if they re-announce... What's the pirate one?
I mean, they have said the Skull and Bones, the pirate one. What if they re-release? They're just making it more like reveal it. I thought they did that last under E3.
Yeah, and then they delayed it again.
Yeah, because they want to expand on it, supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly.
So, yeah, it's gonna become fucking Black Flag 4, bro.
Black Flag
at the
game,
end of the day.
Black Flag 2.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it's gonna be at the end.
Well, it seemed like it was kind of like a For Honor, but with pirates only. I don't know.
I could actually see like the
because it's a multiplayer game. It's not a single player game.
Yeah, I know. It's a multiplayer, right? Online only.
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know,
I could see
like a For Honor type single player thing, which isn't really a single player.
The announcement for Madden. The new Madden.
Yeah, probably. And then they probably got Patrick Mahomes there. Or on...
You think he's going to be the cover guy again?
He is, I thought. Oh, no. Lamar Jackson.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry. I was thinking last year's Madden.
So Lamar probably going to be
still
him.
Have Lamar Jackson on like a webcast because you can't have real people there because of coronavirus. So, yeah, there'll be like a video conference with Lamar Jackson and all that shit. So
probably some in the games announced. Maybe, hopefully.
I could see like... Devolver probably being there. Yeah, we'll see. We'll know in less than a week.
I know I'm gonna be there, and because I have nothing else to do. But
we're all.
I'm gonna be watching. It's ugly.
Well, we're not all.
You could just put it on in the morning, and watch it. It's probably gonna be like an hour or so. It's gonna be Major Nate. No, what? Yeah, it is right. Nelson, Major Nelson, the guy that does the Insight Xbox gaming thing. I can see him like talking for a bit and then throwing it to a video like the trailer or whatever, or like to the depths and talking about the showing off a game or whatever it is. And then going back to that and going back and forth. Like, hey, thank you, CD Projekt Red Team, and how do you enjoy this? And it's coming out. Have they set the date for CD Projekt Red? The game, the city,
Cyberpunk.
Yes.
How they?
There's a date for that, right?
The release date? Yeah, it's in September.
September. Okay. I forgot.
Imagine. I want to say September 7th, 17th. Mm-hmm. That was close. September 17th.
Okay.
Oh, duh, because it's 2077. So. Yeah, so I'm sure we'll see that there. So, but that's really it for the news this week. There was some other smaller stuff we'll probably talk about when Jeff's back, because he's more in the know with general things than I am. So, but this week I want to talk about, and we mentioned it in the past, is, and let me get the time code for this because we're going to cut this out later, but 30 minutes. I want to talk about Hunt Showdown this week. So you and I own it on PlayStation and we own it on PC. We played the PC version since it was in early access, like before it officially launched, back when it ran at like 27 frames on a good PC.
And a good PC.
Which it runs great on PC now. Yeah. But we've been playing this game for a while.
It's actually released now on PC.
Yes. It's been released on PC for since when? Like October, November, I want to say?
Something 2019? Like that, yeah.
Something around there, I want to say.
Been a couple months.
Maybe September. But so it came to PS4, what, a month ago, I want to say, or 2 months ago at this point, like February, I think.
Two months ago,
I'm losing track of time.
Not 3 months, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm losing track of time, but
it was like mid-February, yeah.
So I just want to talk about what our thoughts on the game are for the PC, for the PS4 version, sorry, the PC version we've talked about quite a bit.
PC is great. Right,
yeah, I love the PC version. I can't recommend it enough to people. The quick play mode is great for people that just want to play solo. The bounty hunt mode, you are able to play solo if you're brave enough. But it's super fun to play with a friend, so I can't recommend the PC version enough. But this is specifically going to be talking about the console version on PS4. We haven't played the Xbox One version, but I would imagine it's
probably
pretty
similar.
Close to the same.
Yeah.
Both versions are locked to 30 frames, so I don't know what else could be different except for maybe some textures better, but you know, whatever. So let's get into it. So for those that don't know and those that missed the last week's episode, I'm just going to give a quick kind of run through of what Hunt is. So Hunt Showdown, it's a...
Don't spend 10 minutes explaining it.
I know. I'm going to try. It's not really easy to explain. So there's two modes. There's quick play mode, which you go in solo. You basically need to be the last one alive. There's a little more to it than that, but I mean, you'll get it once you start playing it.
A BR game.
The quick play mode is, yeah. The quick play mode, yeah, yes.
There you go.
So you basically need to find this thing, stand around the thing until time expires, or kill everyone else in the map. And
pretty much
you find more weapons, you find more gear, you find more enemies in quick play mode than you do in bounty mode. So, but I'm not really going to talk about quick play too much. I want to talk about Bounty Hunt, which was the only mode that launched in early access. This is the co-op mode where it's PvPvE. So you and another teammate, now there's trios, but originally it was just duos. I believe it's like 5 to 8 other teams spawn in the match.
Between 5 to 10.
Yeah. So basically you need to collect a bounty. What a bounty is a boss, essentially. Sometimes there's two different bosses that are split up on different halves of the map. Sometimes it's only one boss. What you need to do is find these clues. There's 3 clues you can find up to, and they tell you exactly where the boss is on the map. You go kill the boss. You have to do what's called banishing the boss, which basically you walk up to the dead corpse. You banish it for a set amount of time, and then once it's done banishing, you could pick up the bounty and leave the match. If you leave the match with the bounty, you get a ton of points. You're able to leave the match without a bounty with no penalty. If you find an extract point. But if you die, you lose the character you had. That character, with all its experience, is dead. That's it.
What? Are you going to talk about the 10 level limit?
Yeah, so from levels 1, or rank 1 through 10 of your player rank, not your character's
11.
Rank. Technically, yeah, it's 1 through the end of 10, so once you hit the rank 11. You get character forgiveness, so you can use the same character. If you die, you still keep them up through rank 10. So you can kind of use that as a way to just use one character and level them up a lot. But once you get to rank 11, if you die, you lose the character. You lose all the gear equipped with them. It feels kind of bad, but it's one of those things where, like, that's what makes the game very intense, because you don't want to just rush in like a Call of Duty type of game and just, you know, run and gun. You want to be smart about how you go about things. So. But there's more to it than that, but that's essentially what it is. There's NPC enemies, you know, kind of smaller grunt type enemies and special enemies around the map too. But the main thing is the bounties. And so that's basically what the game is. It's set in like late 1890s Louisiana in like a bayou. So it's got that very old school feel. All the weapons are very old school feeling. But that's essentially what the game is. Did you have anything you want to add to that, or you think that's kind of a decent description of what the game is? I try to keep it short, but there's a lot to it. So,
I feel if people are gonna looking for someone or a type of review, they already know what the game is. So, I really don't have anything else to add, because you explained it to like pretty much everything already. The only thing, it's if you lose your character, you're able to buy. Each day you have a free character you could grab for free.
No, it's after every match. Do you say match or every day?
After every match, you
can do a free reshuffle.
Every day you do too. After every match, if you extract, you do too.
No, even if you die, you get a free reshuffle. At least on PS4. I don't know if that's how. Yeah, I don't know how it
was
on PC,
a little bit different. I remember. Okay.
But now it's like, even if you die, you get a free reshuffle. So you can always get a free character, I believe. But the cheaper or free characters that you can recruit have less perks. They have shittier guns.
Yeah.
If you spend more recruiting a character, they get better stuff, but it costs more in game dollars. So. But yeah, so let's get into the actual PS4 version of the game. So the game is locked to 30 frames, which we were a little disappointed in. I wasn't surprised, but I was disappointed, because I kind of assumed it was going to be 30, especially because of the kind of the dev cycle this game had on PC. And then, of course, the port, you know, was going to be what it was. But it seems like it's a solid 30. Like, it does. Like, I haven't really noticed any dips in frames. It seems like it's at least locked.
It is a solid 30. It dips down a little bit if you have the regular Xbox or the regular
PlayStation.
Right. So, so we're both playing on PlayStation 4 Pro.
If you're playing on that, that's the best console you could run it at. It seems like the most stable. Either the Xbox X is stronger, but more powerful. It dips lower, but the PS4 Pro runs it the best, according to Dergy Foundry.
The only time that I've seen, and I did watch this Digital Foundry video. Anyone listening should check out Digital Foundry. They always have awesome videos. They're really, really amazing at what they do. But they did break down the console versions. It seems like on the PS4 Pro, the only time it ever dips, it'll dip like one or two frames, is when you're using Dark Sight, which is an ability you have to find the clues in the map. It's basically like you stick your hands out, the screen goes black, and then you hear and see these little glowing blue things on your screen, and those are the clues.
Which are the clues.
So apparently when you use that, that's the only time that they really noticed it ever dip like a couple frames, but even that, it's not really that bad. So the frame rate, it's locked at 30. It takes you a minute to get used to it, just because most other games that we play at this point are at least 60. Like Call of Duty, even on console, is 60. Anything I play on PC is going to be above
higher
60.
Than 60.
I was playing.
Let's talk about graphics.
It was insane. So,
do you think it looks compared to the PC version?
It's ugly. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's ugly. But I'm also comparing it to the PC version, which the PC version looks pretty good.
I was okay when I saw the gameplay, and I thought it was going to be a 60 FPS game. And when we were talking about maybe getting it, that was my...
You were going to be okay with the graphics because you thought it was going to be 60.
Yes, and that's what I wanted, especially how the game looks. And don't get me wrong, like, it doesn't look that bad. It looks fine. But I was expecting the game to be at least at 60 because the graphics look like if you put the game on PC on low settings, I think it still looks better. if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I think the textures still look better even on PC at low. I agree with that. So the graphics aren't really that great. I would argue the graphics aren't the reason to play this game, though.
No.
And the performance is a solid 30. So if it dipped down to like 25,
it would be
or even
bad.
Lower
it
than
would
that, I wouldn't be able to recommend it. But because it's a solid 30, if you can deal with 30 frames per second, that's the other thing too, is if you're spoiled with 60 frames and up, you're probably not going to want to play the PS4 version of this. You're probably going to play the PC version anyways.
But we tried it. We bought the game, and after like half a game, we got used to the 30 FPS. And we were fine after the first match. So you can get used to the 30 FPS.
Well, yeah, it's gonna depend
after
on the
like
person.
A match. That's what I'm saying. Like after a match, maybe you'll get used to it. But it is gonna take that like especially with the first game, you're gonna feel it and it's gonna be like, oh what? Like why am I so slow? But you're gonna get used to that.
Yeah, if you have the ability to play this on PC, though, I would recommend the PC version.
Yes.
By far.
But if you don't have one and you want to try out the game, it is a good option. I mean,
so that leads me to my next question. Is the game fun on PS4? I believe it is a very fun game on PS4. Obviously, we went into it knowing a little more about it than your average PS4 player. We knew what to do. We knew where to go. We know the locations. We know the enemy types, what their weaknesses are, what not to do. Don't shoot the emulators. Unless you have a weekly challenge for that, then shoot them. But, I think the game is very fun. For anyone that doesn't own a gaming PC and wants to play this game, I do recommend it on PS4. I think that it is super fun. The quick play mode, you won a bunch of matches in quick play on PS4 already. I only played, I think, two. I got a couple kills, but I didn't.
I'm the quick play king, baby.
Yeah, I guess. now, we did have a couple disconnects. I disconnected one match, you disconnected another. The game crashed on, I think, both of us.
Both of us. I think it did more for you than me, but
I think it only blue screened once, but it does have a couple issues. I don't know if they just happened to all happen relatively around the same time or if the game is just bugged in general. So do take that into account as well. But I do think the game is fun. I think that the idea of the game, it just appeals to me. I love that kind of 1890s Louisiana Bayou zombie feel. I love the enemy types because you have to think about how you go about it, you know, because there's the Hive, who is like this is like demon morphed lady that shoots like these poisonous like gnats at you, and you have to kill her with fire or get a headshot on her. There's all the other enemy types that they're just really cool. And I just kind of like these types of PvPvE games.
Here, it said fun on the PS4. If you're thinking of buying this game on sale or a regular price, if you have someone else to play with, I would recommend it. If you're thinking of buying it for yourself, it's a 50-50, man. Because it's going to depend, because the experience is on the, not on the quick match, but on the actual mode, which is the bounty stuff, bounty hunt. And if you're able to find people that have mics, you're going to have a good experience. If you, obviously, this game, you need to use headphones for this. Don't use the regular TV audio, because it's, the game is more about the audio than graphic. Like, they nailed, audio-wise, it's great. Like, it feels, it's, it sounds the same as if you're playing on the PC.
Yeah, no, they nailed the biggest thing like, that I took away from it.
The atmosphere, the enemies, the movement, like, it, they nailed that. Like, if you're going to buy the game, you need headphones for the game.
Yes, absolutely.
Is the game fun overall? Yes, it is. Is it a little frustrating just because you're used to a 60 FPS game and how smooth the guns move? You're going to notice it. But if you have a machete and the enemies are close, just start swinging, baby. That's the only recommendation I could give. And trust me, it gets tense.
That's my favorite thing about the game is the tension, you know, kind of the always thinking there's someone, but you know, like over your shoulder, like kind of like following you around.
Exactly.
Do I want to shoot the zombie? Or do I want to melee it? Do I want to make noise here? Everything makes noise. Everything that you step on crunches. Everything you walk through makes a noise. So the atmosphere and the tension of this game, like you said, it's just, I love it.
If you were looking for a type of game that gives you that, this is the game for you, honestly.
Yes, I agree. Now, onto the trophy list. So I'm not going to get into the, you know, individual trophies, but I am just going to kind of blanket say the platinum is going to take a lot of hours. It doesn't seem especially difficult, but it seems like a very big time investment. So if you're the type of person that buys a game with the intent of platinuming it, this one's going to take, a while. It's going to take a lot of time.
I was with the same, I said the same thing as you did, but honestly, I don't think it's going to take that long just because the hardest thing is probably the hardest trophy or achievement. It's probably the get five characters at level 50 at the same time. So have them at the same time as playable characters. And honestly, if you get into the game,
I mean, there's ways of cheesing it, but it's still a time investment one way or another.
Yes, it is.
I'm not saying it's difficult. I'm saying it's time consuming.
You're going to be able to do that and get it probably if you play a lot in a month, you probably have the platinum. Obviously, you're going to put a lot of hours on it, but I don't think it's hard as we thought at the beginning that it was going to be hard. Because if you want to maximize your levels, you need to get the contract, get the kills, actually do stuff in one game to get all the extra levels. But I don't think it's that hard, man. Honestly, it's just going to be like more time consuming. And if you get to one of the characters and it's like level 40 something and you die to like a fucking emulator that explodes, you're probably going to be really pissed off. But yeah, I think it's just more time consuming than being hard, honestly. Because at the point that we stopped playing, I think it was last week, together, we already had like 20% of the trophies, which is honestly the easier ones. But I don't think it's going to take more than a month to like get, if you really want to get the platinum.
I'm just saying it's a time investment. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's difficult, but it's going to take you a good amount of time. It's not going to be a weekend platinum.
No, for sure. No.
All right, so let's get to the final bullet point that I wanted to talk about. Do you recommend buying full price, sale, rental, wait until it's a plus game?
Maybe.
What do you think?
Like I said, if the game is fun for the PS4, if you have someone that wants to get it, that is interested with the game, I will tell you buy the game.
Full price?
It is fun. Honestly, I think sell. Wait until it's on sale and sell. Because we bought it on sale.
Yeah, we did.
Full game? It's what, $50 the deluxe edition and $40 the regular?
$40 the regular, yes.
I wouldn't mind getting the $40 one if it was regular price. If you're going to have someone else to buy it with and you're going to have someone else to play with, if you're going to buy it for yourself, I think wait until it's like $20 if you just want to try it.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. I agree with that exactly. So if you have a friend that's going to play it with you, I suggest picking it up on sale for both of you. If you're going to play it for yourself and matchmake or do quick play, I would say exactly that, $20 or less.
I think that's a sweet spot for a game that you're not familiar with and you want to try it and you're not committed enough. I think $20 is like a really, really sweet spot for it.
Yes, I agree.
So $20-$25 around there, you know.
But overall,
and plus game, I don't think it's coming to plus. Yeah, but that's my opinion.
You never know, but I don't think so.
Game Pass, maybe.
Xbox
maybe. Game Pass, maybe. But overall, I think it's a good game. It's a fun game.
All right, final verdict. Just yes or no. Do you recommend Hunt Showdown on PlayStation 4?
Do I recommend it? Yes. I'm going to say yes.
All right, I do too. Play Hunt Showdown, however you can play it. Check it out. I don't know. PlayStation Network, Xbox Marketplace. Crytek.
Just go get Steam. It and
you get it wherever. But check out Hunt Showdown. I mean, it's really awesome. You can watch us play it on youtube.com/faster than reloading.
If you have a PC to run it, PC.
But that's going to do it for this week's talk about Hunt Showdown. Let's move on to the weekend playlist where I'm going to mention one game because there's not really a lot coming out right now.
Because there's nothing.
So usually we talk about stuff coming out soon, but really the only thing of note was Streets of Rage 4. I didn't buy it, but I have Game Pass.
And it's
For PC, there. So I have it there. So I'm going to check it out probably sometime this week. Moving Out just came out as well. That seems kind of cool. I think that's on Game Pass as well. So I might check out those two, and maybe I'll report back on those. But otherwise, not really anything of note that I can see. So
I mean, have you seen the reviews on it?
They're good. They're saying it's the actual first good Streets of Rage since Streets of Rage 2.
Yeah, around like
I don't know if there was any side spin-offs, but 3 I heard was bad. So
it seems like they're going back to what like 1 was.
Oh, I loved Streets of Rage 2. You didn't like 2?
I did not play that.
Oh,
I played 1, I think. I didn't play 2.
My best friend Brandon and I, we played it on back on 360. They had the collection of all those old school arcade games, and him and I, we ran through Streets of Rage 2 in like one sitting. We loved it.
The other game probably that came out to it's the Showrunner. It's like a trucking simulator fucking type of deal.
I don't know anything about that.
It's getting good reviews, dude. So there you go.
That's cool. I probably won't check it out, but if you're into that type of stuff, you can go ahead and check it out.
I'm sure they sell. So,
to who?
They're making them.
I don't know.
They're making them,
but good for them. That's gonna do it for this week. We don't really have a lot to talk about with Jeff not here. I'm really curious to see his thoughts on Final Fantasy VII as he continues through the game, because he was pretty early on last week, and I think he's like through chapter 8 or 9 now, I think. So I'm curious to see what he thinks the more the game goes on. And We're going to try and get him to play Hunt Showdown because he rented it on Gameplay. So we're going to try Trios with him at some point soon, and we'll get his take on it too. I know he said that the graphics look terrible and that the spider scared the shit out of him. So those are are early Jeff thoughts.
It's a scary one, which is the fun one.
So,
the assassin? Yes.
Yeah, the assassin's going to scare the shit out of him. But yeah, so that's going to do it for this week. This has been episode 3 of PS Best Friends Presents Faster Than Reloading. You can check us out on Twitter at FTR_pod. I'm at Anthony Palm. Miguel is at DarkAngel1010 on Twitter. You can also check me out on Instagram at FTR_Anthony. You can also check out our show Instagram account, which is at at Faster Than Reloading on Instagram. I always get all this shit confused. I got to write it out. At Faster Than Reloading on Instagram and YouTube.com/FasterThanReloading. And live stream us on Twitch. I don't fucking know what I'm saying. This quarantine is just making me lose my goddamn mind. Twitch.tv/FasterThanReloading to watch us play some Search and Destroy, where Miguel is really good and I have a really good day and then a really bad day and then a really good day and then a really bad day. So
I'm who knows what you're
when you come watch us, because I might be terrible. I might be really good. We'll see. Sometimes my wife is way better than me in Search and Destroy. You can come watch her be better than me. But yeah, that's going to do it for this week. Miguel, people can find you on PSN, DarkAngel1010. You can find me on PSN, TheOnlyX188. That's O-N-E, numbers 88. You can find Jeff Brawl96 on PSN if you want to follow his escapades playing. I don't know what the fuck he plays anymore, because he plays Destiny on PC. So probably PC just Battlefront 2, I think, is the only thing he plays on PlayStation anymore at this point.
And Warzone. A lot of Warzone.
Yeah, he plays Warzone. He ducks us a lot. He doesn't want to play with us ever because he thinks that we're just going to yell at him, which might be true.
I hate Warzone. I don't know.
I haven't played Warzone since Season 2 ended. I don't dislike it. I'm just kind of like, I just need a break from it.
It's bad, bro. It sucks.
Maybe we'll talk more about Warzone.
The worst battle.
It's not the worst battle, right?
The worst, bro.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We will talk to you next week.
Peace out.
Remember, switching to your pistol is always faster than reloading.